we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Our starting line on the Sunny Side of Sports is African athletics. Kenya's reputation as a producer of world-class marathon runners was boosted again recently when Eliud Kipchoge and Bridget Koske broke world records on the same weekend. Running is a big thing for the East African nation, where regular competitions give Kenyans a chance to prepare for greater glory. Mohamed Yusuf tells us more from Nairobi.
Kenya's Ndalat cross-country races, a yearly event in the Rift Valley, attracts more than 5,000 runners of all ages. This year's contest comes just a week after Kenyan marathon runners Eliud Kipchoge and Bridget Koske set a new world records in Chicago and Vienna. The chairman of the event, Abraham Mutai, says the competition nurtures new Kenyan talent.
We've managed to see that the young ones are the ones participating more. We've had about 2,500 of the young ones doing the race. And for sure, I can tell you this country will now have talents and make sure that the supply for athletes to the national team will never go dry because of Ndalat cross country.
Runner Daisy Chepkemei won this year's 10-kilometer race. She dreams of representing Kenya on the global stage. I started this year in Gabon as number two, says Chepkemei, and my sister was number one ranked, Nora Cheruto. Now I have built my body so that I can represent my country, she says. 22-year-old Robert Kiprop has similar dreams. He finished third in the men's junior 10-kilometer race. My leg has been giving me a bit of a problem, says Kiprop. I was supposed to go to Berlin to compete, but I could not go because of injury. Then I prepared for this Ndalat race to try my luck, he says, and see how I'm recovering from my injury. Kenya's Rift Valley has produced most of the country's athletes and is filled with training camps. At Kericho County's Lomitit training camp, 40 young athletes hope to one day become champions. Emily Chebet was among the first runners to join the camp 12 years ago at the age of 14. Since joining the camp, she has won many competitions. I went to compete in Ethiopia, where I finished fourth in the 5,000-meter race, says Chebet. Then I went to Mauritius, where I won a gold medal for the 3,000 meters, she says, and then to Colombia, where I won a silver medal for the 3,000 meters. Recently, I graduated to compete in the 21-kilometer race at Chebet. Her sister, Beatrice Chebet, joined the camp 5 years ago after winning this year's World Under 20 Championship. She's even more ambitious.
By now, I prepare for Africa cross country.
Now I am preparing for Africa cross country for the Olympics, says Chebet. I will work with my coach for the training, the help and the advice I need, she says, adding, I think I will do well. The competition is getting stiffer as many athletes want to represent Kenya at the 2020 Olympics in Japan. At the 2016 Games, Kenyan athletes captured 13 medals, all but one of them for running. At local competitions like in the Ndalat's cross-country races, the winners get flowers and tea bags. It is a small but welcome beginning for many Kenyan athletes who hope to win greater rewards on the world stage. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Ndalat, Kenya.
Thanks, Mohamed. At the World Athletics Championships earlier this month in Doha, Kenyan athletes captured 11 medals, 5 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze. All of the medals were in running events. Also in Doha, Zambian sprinter Sidney Siame was honored recently at the Association of National Olympics Committee's awards ceremony. The 22-year-old Siame was given a trophy as the best male athlete of the 2019 African Games in Rabat, Morocco. Sidney won the 200 meters title in Rabat, where he clocked 20.35 seconds.
Sporty greetings, everyone. This is Ambassador Mary Onyale, Olympic medalist, five-time African champion in the sprint events. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
And this Sunny Side of Sports programming note, the energetic Andy Edwards is packing his bags for Germany and coverage of Sunday's Frankfurt Marathon. Andy says many athletes competing in Frankfurt will have their eyes on the qualifying times for the Olympic Games in Tokyo next year. The target for the men is 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 30 seconds, and the Olympic qualifying time for the women is 2 hours, 29 minutes, and 30 seconds. Ethiopia's Sagaye Mekinen has the fastest personal marathon best time of runners competing Sunday in Frankfurt. That time is 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 32 seconds. In the women's race in Frankfurt, another Ethiopian, Meskerem Asefa, will return to defend her title. Last year in Frankfurt, Meskerem set a course record of 2 hours, 20 minutes, and 36 seconds. Turning to African football, Rwanda's national team, nicknamed Amavubi, or the Wasps, has qualified for the 2020 African Nations Championship, CHAN, after beating Ethiopia 2-1 on aggregate. Ejene Uwimana was in the stadium, and he has more details from Kigali, Rwanda.
In the 83rd minute, Rwandan striker Ernest Sugira was well positioned, received the pass and scored the equalizer. Ethiopian striker Lemene Mesifta Fesa had put the visitors in front in the 72nd minute. Rwanda's head coach Vincent Mashami apologized for not getting 3 points and a victory, but said the ticket to CHAN 2020 in Cameroon means another winning chapter in Rwandan football.
So muri rusange rero navuga ko
generally, we have achieved the qualification, which is the most important goal here. But the game was very difficult because our players had in mind the score they got from Addis Ababa. But we tried to motivate them, and we have this. We are going to keep winning to confirm the win. Rwandan fans sang after Sugira's equalizer here in Kigali. For his part, Sugira said he was delighted to help the Wasps and CHAN qualification. I'm very glad that I give my contribution to qualifying my country and to make all Rwandans sleep happily. They are sending their best regards. It is very good. Abraham Mebratu, the head coach of Ethiopia's national team, the Wallace, says his team played well. They were just unlucky.
Regarding the game, the home and away, we were much better than the opening team. Even here, we played very well. We dominate the match. But sometimes in football, you need luck. So today, my team was not lucky, but we played better. A little bit, I'm very sad with the referee decision. We were supposed to get a penalty, but the referee refused.
This marks the fourth consecutive CHAN qualification for Rwanda. The 16th national tournament will be hosted by Cameroon in January and February 2020. The competing national teams must be composed of footballers playing in their domestic leagues. For example, a Rwandan player is eligible to play for the Wasps in Cameroon only if he's playing for a Rwandan club. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Ejene Uwimana in Kigali, Rwanda.
Thanks, Ejene. Joining Rwanda and host Cameroon at the 2020 African Nations Championship are these 14 teams in alphabetical order. They are Burkina Faso, Congo-Brazzaville, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Guinea, Mali, Morocco, Namibia, Niger, Tanzania, Togo, Tunisia, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Congratulations to all 16 CHAN qualifiers who are going to Cameroon next year. I'm Sonny Young, And you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Japanese city of Yokohama is where the 2002 FIFA World Cup culminated, with Brazil beating Germany 2-0 in the final. 17 years later, Yokohama is also where the Rugby World Cup final will be played on November 2nd. But first, Yokohama will stage semifinal matches. On Saturday, October 26th, England will play New Zealand, which is bidding for a third consecutive world title and fourth overall. And on Sunday, October 27th, Wales will meet two-time world champion South Africa. For a look at the Rugby World Cup semifinals, Iron Mike Mbonye called Cape Town, where he reached the head coach of Nigeria's national men's rugby team, Bronson Weir.
Oh man, that's a difficult one because both were in excellent form this weekend. Look at England outplaying Australia and New Zealand outplaying Ireland, some of the best teams in the world. I think I'm still going to put money on New Zealand, but it will be a very close game though.
The second semi-final is between Wales and South Africa, and South Africa had to dig deep to win Japan. Your take on this match?
Yeah, they had to dig deep, but you must remember that they were not only just playing against, they played against a massive crowd, and there was so much support. The intensity was high, and they still pulled through. I'm going to put my money on South Africa on this one. I'm going to call it a South Africa-New Zealand final, because both of them have been in excellent form throughout the whole of the year. Wales, Ireland, even England were inconsistent through the Six Nations, and even before the tournament of the World Cup tournament, they were showing inconsistent signs. So I do think that I'll put my money on a South Africa-New Zealand final.
If the Springboks make it to the final, let's say against New Zealand or even England, what's your take on that? Whom do you think will win the finals?
South Africa had an easier path. If South Africa makes a final, I would say they had an easier path from the quarterfinals onwards, and they had a long break before their quarterfinal match, before Japan's match. They were off for almost a week and a half, if I remember. So I think they will be much more fresh, and they could pull it through at the end of the day and break history, because history says in the World Cup, usually you win all your matches to win the World Cup, and I think history would be broken, because I think New Zealand would have a tough road to the final, having Bow Island well this weekend, but England will take a lot of energy out of them this week.
All through this Rugby World Cup, have you seen some outstanding players from the Springboks to the England team, to the New Zealand team, and other teams that took part in the World Cup?
Yeah. So comes to mind immediately, I think a guy like Cheslin Kolbe and Makazola Mpimpi, both wings, having an outstanding tournament. I think Mpimpi has scored the most tries in this World Cup so far, and Cheslin Kolbe punching above his weight, such a small dynamic player. And for New Zealand, at the scrum off, Aaron Smith has really been in good form. So those are the three names that come to mind at the moment, the guys that have stood out for me.
That's Bronson Weir, the head coach of the Nigerian national men's rugby team, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Cape Town, South Africa.
Sporting greetings. This is Bronson Weir, the head coach of the Nigerian national men's rugby team. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart.
Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. More football news. Portuguese superstar Cristiano Ronaldo will be back in action later Tuesday night in a UEFA Champions League match. Joining us with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The Juventus superstar is considered the highest active goal scorer in world football. And last week, Ronaldo joined an elite group of players after he scored his 700th career goal. And with the recently announced nominations for this year's Ballon d'Or, Ronaldo is on the short list of those in contention for the prize for a 16th consecutive time. Ronaldo spoke at a news conference on Monday and said while he's proud of reaching a milestone and winning awards, his focus is on winning for Juventus.
Individual awards for me, it's not the main reason. Of course, it's good. And of course, I'm proud to score 700 goals, you know, to win individual awards. But for me, the priority is to win things for the Juve and for the national team as well. And the records coming in a natural way. So for me, this is his second point.
Ronaldo spoke from Turin, Italy, where Juventus is set to host Lokomotiv Moscow in a Champions League group stage match. Juventus are currently at the top of league standings, and Ronaldo praised new manager Mauricio Sarri for his improved team and their attack style of play.
We have a different coach, we have different players, new system. I like the way you want that the team play. If you can see the games, I think the team is more confident. We create more chances. We have more the ball. The players, they are more confident. This doesn't mean that last year with Allegri, we didn't do it a good job as well. We did a fantastic job. But this is different. Thinking football the different way that the Allegri, for example. And to be honest, I'm happy. I'm happy because we play more forward, we play with more confidence.
Meanwhile, Lokomotiv Moscow are currently in third place in Champions League standings with the hope that a win against Juventus will place them in the top two. Ahead of Tuesday's match, Lokomotiv Moscow coach Yuri Semin warned his team not to put their entire focus on superstar Ronaldo, but to realize the Juventus side is chock full of stars in all positions. Juventus coach Mauricio Sarri issued a warning of his own, saying his upcoming opponents have put themselves in a good position in the Champions League, and there's a danger in playing against a squad that may not have a great name, but who are having a great season. For his part, Ronaldo says while Juventus is on track to winning the Serie A, he's already focused on clinching the Champions League title.
You know, the football every year is a challenge, not just for me, but also for Juve. We want to win, of course, the Serie A, we want to win the Cup, we want to win the Champions League. And I think Juventus should thinking big, because big club should thinking in a big way.
Cristiano Ronaldo looking to cap off a remarkable season with a sixth Champions League title. And that is all from me. Back over to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In National Football League Monday night action, the reigning Super Bowl champion New England Patriots grounded the New York Jets, as we hear now from the AP's Tom Merriam.
The New England Patriots remained unbeaten by embarrassing the New York Jets 33-0. New England set the tone immediately after the opening kickoff as the Pats marched 78 yards and 16 plays in a nearly 9-minute drive, capped by Sonny Michel's 3-yard TD run, launching the seventh straight win for the defending Super Bowl champs and Tom Brady.
That was a good start. It was a good drive. And anytime you can go, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes, whatever that was, put the ball in the end zone on the road, kind of gets you a good feel.
Michel scored two more touchdowns on runs, but it was the Patriots' defense that literally had Jets quarterback Sam Darnold wonder if he were seeing ghosts. Darnold threw 4 interceptions and was held to one of the lowest quarterback ratings ever. Tom Merriam, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Thanks, Tom. Hey, I think baseball fans here in Washington and in Houston, Texas, might have some ballpark fever. Woo! Ballpark fever. That's how we do it in the big leagues. No bush leaguers allowed. Major League Baseball's 115th World Series officially gets underway later Tuesday night when the Houston Astros host the Washington Nationals. The Astros won their first and only World Series trophy 2 years ago when they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-3 in the Fall Classic. The Nationals, meanwhile, advanced to the World Series for the first time in club history. Both teams feature outstanding pitching staffs. The starting pitchers for Game 1 in Texas are Houston's Gerrit Cole and Washington's Max Scherzer. Cole led the American League in earned run average this season, giving up 2.5 runs each outing. And Gerrit Cole also led Major League Baseball in strikeouts with 326. For his part, Max Scherzer is a 3-time Cy Young Award winner, given to the best pitchers in each league. The first 2 games in the Best of 7 World Series will be played in Houston on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. And then the championship series moves here to Washington for games 3 and 4 on Friday night and Saturday night, and a game 5, if needed, on Sunday night. And those games here in Washington will be played at Nationals Park, just a short walk from our Voice of America headquarters here in Southwest Washington. The National Basketball Association officially tips off its 74th season later Tuesday night with games in Toronto, Canada, and Los Angeles, California. In Toronto, the defending NBA champion Toronto Raptors will host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans announced Monday that prized rookie Zion Williamson, the top pick in the 2019 NBA draft, will be sidelined for 6 to 8 weeks after undergoing right knee surgery. The 19-year-old Williamson is believed to have suffered the injury during a preseason win over the San Antonio Spurs on October 13th. And the second NBA game on Tuesday night will be an all-Los Angeles clash between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers. Both teams made some big moves in the offseason. The Lakers brought in Anthony Davis via trade to pair with superstar LeBron James. And the Clippers signed 2 all-stars of their own, Kawhi Leonard, who played for the Raptors last season, and Paul George. And that wraps up the October 22nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, thousands have fled the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo following ethnic violence targeting the Banyamulenge community. What's behind the ethnic attacks in the DRC? We'll take a closer look on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. This is James Butte, host of Voice of America's Daybreak Africa. Join me Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC for the latest in African news, features, and sports. We are also available on the internet at www.voaafrica.com. That's Daybreak Africa, your breakfast show on The Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
According to the Migraine Research Foundation, migraines are an extraordinarily prevalent neurological disease affecting 1 billion people worldwide. To many who suffer from migraines, they are more than just a bad headache. A migraine attack can last anywhere from 4 to 72 hours, and for many can be accompanied by other symptoms such as vision difficulty, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and sensitivity to sound, light, touch, and smell. Factors like the weather, sleep disturbances, hormonal changes, stress, certain medications, and foods or beverages have been known to trigger a migraine attack. Researchers at three Boston medical institutions have released a new study that suggests a link between drinking three or more caffeinated beverages a day with a migraine attack. They also found drinking one or two caffeinated beverages a day did not set off a migraine. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Malaria kills thousands of people each year, but there are some simple things you can do to protect your family. If you can, put screens in your windows. A simple screen can keep disease-carrying mosquitoes out of your home. If you go outside, wear light-colored clothing and long pants and long sleeves, especially when it is dark and mosquitoes are most active. After it rains, empty all containers of standing water. The water in just one discarded tire can become a breeding ground for thousands of mosquitoes. Make sure your home is clear of debris and anything that holds water, including discarded cans, water containers, and rubbish. Empty containers that livestock drink from regularly so that mosquitoes cannot breed there.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African Beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat and dombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.